Now to Haiti, where the story of a brutal ex-dictator and his return from exile has taken another strange turn. Jean-Claude Baby Doc Duvalier has been charged with corruption and embezzlement stemming from his 15 years in power. He was forced to leave the country in 1986, but he returned to Haiti on Sunday, and that's despite authorities saying that he could be prosecuted for stealing millions from the nation's coffers. Although prosecutors have now filed charges, it is not yet clear whether Duvalier will actually face a trial. NPR's Jason Beaubien joins us now from Port-au-Prince to help make sense of all this. And Jason, what have you learned about the charges filed today?
Well, as in so many things in Haiti, these charges, it's somewhat complicated. He has been brought in for questioning, and the charges are now before the judge. And the judge has not said that these charges are directly going to be slapped on him. The judge is considering them. These charges are related to embezzlement, as you mentioned, and stealing money while he was president. But the judge just took his passport and let him go. So he has not yet been arrested. And the state of this is that this investigating judge is investigating. And in the days, possibly weeks to come, we will find out whether Jean-Claude Baby Doc Duvalier is actually going to be arrested on these charges.
Now, Duvalier was questioned by that investigating judge earlier today. I want you to describe how he arrived at the courthouse.
Police, Haitian National Police, swarmed into the hotel that he was staying, and all morning, judges, prosecutors were going in and out of his room. In the end, it was more than a dozen heavily armed police in riot gear went to his room, escorted him out. He was not in handcuffs. He came out with his longtime companion. He waved to the crowd, and then they bustled him into several SUVs tinted windows and moved through the streets and brought him to the courthouse.
Now, here is something confusing to those of us hearing this. Duvalier was picked up by the police. You mentioned his passport. He returned to Haiti on a diplomatic passport, and that suggests that he made the trip with the approval of the government. Do you know anything further about his reasons for making this surprise return trip to Haiti?
We have not heard from him directly as to why he's come back, but people close to him have come out and spoken to the press, and they say that he's come back as a private citizen to help with the earthquake recovery, and that he doesn't want to get involved in politics.
And Jason, just briefly, how would you describe the reaction to Duvalier's return to Haiti?
Certainly there are some people who are hardcore Duvalier supporters. They came out very loud supporting him in the streets. But other people are quite concerned about having a man who was so powerful, who inflicted a reign of terror on this country, back on his home soil.
Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
It's NPR's Jason Beaubien speaking to us from Port-au-Prince, Haiti.